with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We've been talking smokers, a little bit of the fuel and the equipment. Bob,
a little bit of gibberish.
Remember
mixed in
when
out.
We went to the? I'm drawing a blank on the name. The brewery in Marshall. We had a
Dark Horse.
Thank you. Right, just south of the railroad tracks. I remember right where it is.
But we went down. Competition.
Yeah, we went down there and did a barbecue competition, and there were guys smoking in a cardboard box. And I am like, what in the world is going on?
Conrad's like, now you're talking.
Yeah,
what,
right.
What were you smoking if that day? Yeah.
If budget is an issue.
Oh, that was going on too. It right. wasn't even legal yet.
If budget is an issue, what it was like a washer or dryer box that they had, and they had taken and made a grate out of pieces of like a coat hanger. They went one way and then they went across it the other way, and then they built the fire in a little bowl in the center of it, and then set the box over top, and then put the meat on that little grate.
They lined the box with tin foil.
Right.
Randy's favorite wrap.
Yeah. So they made a cardboard box. Now, I'm not advocating this because I've never done it, but
Randy
I'm telling
has
you,
an affinity for tinfoil, Conrad.
Right.
You should know that.
I'm telling you, though, they smoked meat and it was good. Because I had to try it out of a cardboard
smoker.
Okay,
I'm going to call BS right now because he remembers nothing from that day.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. No, I think it was Shasta and Corey that you invited down that don't remember anything.
Wow, I never heard that, though. Smoker in a...
Not even here.
Right. But it was a fun day.
It was.
But I remember
that... We did it 2 or 3 years in a row with them. Yeah. I don't know if they still do that barbecue competition, but it was like in April. And so it was cold, usually, or rainy, or, you know, it was sketchy, like a lot of barbecue competitions end up. It's a crapshoot on the weather, but Dark Horse, it's part of Roke now.
Yeah.
Royal Oak Brewing Company.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so good for them.
Yeah, but I remember that was a cardboard box that they smoked in, and the food came out okay. It was just crazy. Just crazy. But anyway. So there's some other brands here, Bob, that you wanted to talk about.
Well, Oklahoma Joe makes one that's called the Marshall Center Box. That might actually be an American-made product. It's a very cool build. It reminds me, I don't know what of, but it's sort of a, looks like a big gas grill, kind of all concentric. And I believe it's got like a rear discharge for the heat to do kind of a reverse offset. That'd be something really cool to look at. And it was maybe $600. So that might be one. But the other Oklahoma Joe, the combo and all that stuff, that's just your basic China barrel. And it's just like, you know, there's a million. Everybody, there's one factory in China making a ton of these things. It's a barrel with a little barrel. And they put different labels on it. And it's all the same stuff.
Yeah.
Shite.
So, yeah, I've seen them made out of 55-gallon drums. Be very, very, very careful because whatever was in that drum may or may not be out of that drum, even though you've cleaned it a bunch of times.
There are actually drum smokers on the market. There's a brand, and it might be called the Drum, but it's, I'm going to say, about $600 starting, and it's another way to do it. And I think it's a takeoff from, you know, people making smokers, especially guys on a tight budget. And a lot of good barbecue chefs are on a tight budget. They just happen to be good chefs. It doesn't mean they're multimillionaires.
Right. Right. Yeah. So, you know, the internet's a crazy thing. We all know that. But all this stuff that we're talking about, get on your Google, your other, you know, Quack Duck or whatever it is, and get, you know, look up some stuff because that's a great place to shop. I'm not a big advocate of buying equipment online. I'd rather buy it from a local vendor, Garrett's or you know, whatever is around you, but because then I'm supporting a local guy who's trying to cut a living.
And, absolutely.
And if I have something that goes wrong with it, he'll stand behind his products.
Yep.
And so I'm a big advocate of that. But at the end of the day,
you know,
shop online and find out what you want to find.
That goes for, I was just talking to a friend the other day and he wanted help finding a water heater and then this and that. And as I look at the price of water heaters now, and then he has no clue what size he needs. He wants me to help him. And I said, you know, if you want to do the right thing, who's your plumber? Who do you count on? And he told me. And I said, you call that guy, tell him what you're up against, and tell him you have to be very careful on the dollars and see what he comes up with. Because when that thing breaks, if you go to the big box stores, the Lowe's, the Home Depot's, and you buy your water heater, who's going to service it?
Right.
Some aftermarket company, you'll be calling it three different 800 numbers, and they'll see you in a week or two.
Right.
No, you get that guy that you want to feed his family.
Right.
Oh, will you pay $200 or $300 more? Probably.
Yeah.
Is that really important?
No.
No, because he knows you. He's in your house. He's playing around with a very dangerous fuel, which is natural gas or propane.
Right.
He's doing it in your house. It's not something to try and go cheap on.
Right.
Go cheap on your beer.
Right. Cheap beer really isn't bad beer, man. I've come to like my old style again.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, that's a wonderful beer.
Right. And I go to Sobeys and I buy a 24-pack for $21.99. I mean, that's less than $1 a beer.
That's not even cheap beer.
Old style. That's a 30-pack, excuse me. It's not a 24-pack.
Old style is a classic.
Yeah.
I mean, that is not to be disregarded.
Yep.
That's some serious stuff.
This weekend, I told you I'm going up north. I'm going to hit Shorts. While I'm up there, I'm going to be right in their backyard in Elk Rapids. So I'm going to, and they've got, it's Elk Rapids Days this weekend, I guess. I don't know, you know, whatever, local festival, but they're going to be there. So
bring your elk rifle.
Right. Yeah, I will. I got one. Came from Henry. 30-30 lever action. Never been shot.
Never killed an elk.
No.
Well, don't do it this weekend.
No, not
season yet.
Season's not open yet.
I am making arrangements for next fall in Montana.
Are you?
A horseback elk trip. Yep.
There's a guy in town that owns Meadema Auctioneering Service, 1-800-LASTBID.
Yeah.
He's
Scott.
Scott Meadema. He's a friend of mine, but I just saw on Facebook that you could rent his home for Airbnb for $250 a night, three bedroom, three bath in Montana.
He's got four of them out there.
Well, I don't know. But anyway, this one was three bedroom, three bath. Don't quote me on that. You could find it. But a local guy plays in Montana, and he has sent pictures if you're his friend, he sent pictures of moose and elk and all kinds of stuff out his front door at different times of the year. So kind of cool.
Now,
he didn't ask me to pump that, so don't quote me on any of those numbers.
You know what? Meet
my point
auctioneering, it's at 1-800-LASTBID, all those things they do.
Right.
I bought a bunch of vehicles and stuff from them. It's fun. It's like gambling, but you get something every time.
Right, yeah. Yeah, if you're the last bid.
Yeah they're right. Successful.
Yeah, but anyway, that when you said Montana going out there, that's a great place to go.
My daughter's best friend works for him, and he's given her a cabin for next year for a week. And so she's taken her husband and my daughter and son-in-law for a week out there.
Yeah.
So they're going to experience one of those places. I guess they have a few of them.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah.
I don't know. But anyway, good stuff. Really good stuff.
So back to Oklahoma Joe drum smokers. Oh, the other one I wanted to look at was Lang. And I believe the Lang is made in Georgia. There are some other small the Lang is very big. That's going to be an offset. That's going to be an offset. When you say offset, it's like a long smoker and then a drop box on the end. They'll very often have a diverter plate, so when that smoke comes in the end of it, and when I was talking about Oklahoma Joe and these other cheap ones that you see in Tractor Supply and stuff, it's the same factory in China. It is the same factory. It's the exact same dimples and molds, and you know they just put different labels on them. But honestly, the things will work. Smoky Hollow is another brand that they use, and that you'll see through distribution centers like to sell to smaller retailers. But you'll have a small firebox, and then on the end of it, at the top end, it'll have a hole, and it'll be welded to a larger, longer version of that same box, only with the top opens up as an opening lid, right? And when that smoke comes in there, it wants to cook the heck out of everything right there where it dumps into that box.
Right.
What Lang and a lot of these people do is they put a plate that goes the entire length almost of the thing. And when that heat comes in there, it has to travel along that plate and then work its way back across that smoker because the smokestack is right above that again.
Yep.
So it's a cool way to induce your temperatures
right
into an even flow. So, yeah.
You've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Get out in your backyard, create a little grill envy, fire up a smoker. If you've got a question, hit us on at grillingguys.com, shoot us a note, and we'll try to answer your question for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, and don't forget to check out thegrillingguys.com. Go to our sponsors on the right side. You got all these great sponsors we have. Click on the link and support our business.
All right, we'll talk with you next week.
See ya.